Time to recap Red Bull County Commissioners meeting number one for the month of June. In our studio is County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing, sir?
Doing well, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good.
Good, good.
Even though coming back from vacation, I'm too many mistakes this morning.
too many. Yeah. You're rusty already.
I'm rusty. No, man, well, just can't get anything right this morning.
Hell, it's all right. It's one of those deals where a guy it's a little change in schedule and gets you a little off your game, but that's all right.
So bear with me if I automatically jump to school board, which is coming up at 8:30 this morning. For some odd reason, I throw a school board term out there.
Yeah, I probably won't have a lot to talk about there.
Just give me that look. It's like, what, Rich?
You're good.
All right, let's get to the agenda from yesterday's meeting. We'll start first, review accounts payable claims.
Yep, we started at 8:30 in the morning, called the meeting to order, and then we sat there from 8:30 to 9 o'clock just reviewing the accounts payable and the claims and the invoices, and you bet.
Citizens' comments, anything?
Citizens' comments. Nobody was present yesterday, Rich. No, they were not.
Board of Equalization meeting and Crystal Deck motor vehicle tax exemption.
Yeah, Crystal stopped up and she had one motor vehicle tax exemption. It was for SWATs adding a 2007 Dodge van to their fleet and where their charitable deal there. And so we voted unanimously to approve that tax exemption. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that and had a visit from McCook Police Chief Kevin Hudson on dispatch service agreements.
Yeah, this is something that our agreement is up. It's due for a new contract, and the city of McCook provides the dispatching services for the sheriff's office. And so we just kind of wanted to meet and go over some numbers and come up with a good fair value, a price tag for that. And so we were joined by Kevin and Nate Snyder and Connie Larson and Jennifer Doucette. We had quite a few of the reps from the city up there. We just visited about, we looked through their budget on their side of the dispatching, and what we come up with essentially is the sheriff's office is about 15% of their call volume, and then of course 30% of the residents in Red Willow County live outside the city limits of McCook. So where we met at was about 15% of their budget based off the call volume. And so our current rate was $75,744 roughly is what we were paying. And that'll increase to $107,367.05. And again, a lot of this comes from, I don't know that all this we talk about a lot and it's in the media and so forth, but I don't know that this inflation is still here and it's still, we're kind of, it's a ripple effect. It's still there and it's still catching up a little bit. And so a lot of things obviously is still hasn't come down anyway. So a little increase there on our dispatching fee, but obviously our call volumes are going to go up. We are adding more deputies Kevin is adding more deputies to the sheriff's department. So obviously our call volumes will go up from there. And so that's kind of the number we landed on. You bet.
Set July 14th at 9:30 is the date and time to open gravel bids.
Yeah, we'll set the 14th for that date, and I don't know. I doubt that we get very many bids in for that, just simply because the Nebraska State Auditor requires that we bid our gravel services, and oftentimes what happens is that if we reject those bids, it allows us then to basically go and purchase from any supplier that has it available. Otherwise, if you award a bid to a certain contractor, a certain pit, then they are required to service those precincts or what have you. So it's kind of one of those deals where we're required to do it by the state auditor. So we're gonna follow suit and stay in compliance. And you bet. So we will open. And obviously, I encourage if anybody's interested in bidding precincts or bidding the gravel, do so. You bet.
Discuss possible surplus of HHW Kenworth and District 3 trailer.
Yeah, this has been, we've kind of been going around in circles on this one. We have a Kenworth that's having some mechanical issues, the semi is, and we've had it looked at a few times, and we've come to the conclusion that the last time we had it looked at by Nebraska Machinery, it's a fix from anywhere from $13,000 to $40,000, and based on the age of the truck and so forth, we voted to surplus that truck. And then also the District 3 belly dump trailer has some broken axles underneath of it. And to fix that was about $15,000 roughly on the high end. And really, we already have a truck and trailer. And so we voted unanimously to go ahead and surplus both those items. And then also a flatbed trailer from Household Hazardous Waste that we're going to surplus as well. So those items will be probably listed on an online auction, Rich. You bet.
Next up, discuss bringing internet to road shops and adding security cameras.
Yeah, we didn't vote on this, but more of just a discussion. Obviously, we don't have any internet so far at the shops, and which would really help our workers as far as calling and doing locates on the computer versus on the phone. Also, we do NERMA, property and casualty carrier, also does safety short meetings and stuff like that, so the guys could sit down and watch and do some safety training. But of course, there's always the things too where internet service in regards to needing to print things off. We're with NERMA. There's a lot of requirements as far as it's a risk management system, and so obviously we have to print off signage and so forth. And so we just kind of collectively discussed it, and we're in agreement that if a commissioner is interested in adding internet to their shop, then to go ahead and go forth and do that. You bet.
Consent agenda, you only had a couple of items there.
Yeah, we had just three items. One was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims in the amount of $217,554.46. And then item number three was approve chairman's signature on liquor license for Donna Vlasheen, be it Marlene's Kitchen, a wedding up there. And so we approved all three of those consent agenda items, Rich.
Correspondence, NERMA billing statement for 25-26.
Yep, NERMA. This will be our for that 25-26. That'll be our bill. It's went up a little bit, 4.8% or 4.08%, which is right at $6,923 increase from the previous year. So our grand total from NERMA will be $176,743. And really, I mean, you know, again, I know that there has been some, you know, we were visiting with Nate Snyder in the city yesterday, and their insurance went up even more so than that. So we're feeling pretty good that at least, you know, 4% is not great. 0% is the best, but, you know, it is what it is. And so you bet. And that was just kind of an FYI deal. And we'll be paying that bill here at the next fiscal budget year. You bet.
And then Clerk of District Court monthly revenue report.
Yep, Clerk brought in $1,958.07. Yes,
all right,
sir.
And that's put a wrap on a pretty quick agenda for Monday morning.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad. We adjourned at 10:28, so about a two-hour meeting, and we'll reconvene again on June 23rd. We'll have another meeting starting at 8:30, and just want to put a plug out there. Obviously, with the recent rains, we're very grateful that we got them. Obviously, it's a must-have, and really, you know, from the fixing the road standpoint, it's kind of a double-edged sword. But just encourage the listeners, if you live out on county roads, I know they're kind of rough, and we're just trying to get over all of them, and it takes time to work those ruts out and so forth. So we just ask for your patience on that. You bet.
You didn't get a call from you-know-who, did you?
Not yet. I've gotten a lot of phone calls, but not from Miranda quite yet. But maybe it's coming. Maybe when I walk out in the lobby, I'll get my ear full, but...
But we love the rain, but what can you do?
Honestly, it come just right. I mean, it wasn't a fast rain, which is something that we don't see very often. It was just a nice slow rain, and it really softened up the top of the roads. And so I took a little drive, I was just kind of, oh man, you know, I mean, there's some tough ones out there. So yeah, just be patient with us. We're trying to, all the blades are out and about, and we're trying to get things smoothed back up. You bet.
Next meeting coming up on the 23rd?
June 23rd. Yes, sir.
We're going to be, and then you got a week left, and you're in July already.
We're going to be at the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I just can't believe, I don't know. They say that, and I think it's true, the older you get, the faster time flies, and it's definitely, I'm feeling that, so you bet.
I'm right there with you.
You bet.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Rich.
County Commissioner Ted Gans with a recap of their meeting from yesterday. Next one coming up in 2 weeks.